dropping. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The White House hints Russian troops are not interested in continuing the invasion of Ukraine.
White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield says the belief continues to be that Russian President Vladimir Putin's attempt to overthrow Ukraine is a failure, and that seems to have caused not only rifts with his military leaders, but also is affecting his army.
That would not come as a surprise to anyone who's seen what the Russian military is enduring here. You have conscripts, you have people who've been brought in to fight this incredibly grueling battle. So I don't think it's a surprise to anybody that morale is low.
Bedingfield says the U.S. plans to continue to strengthen Ukraine on the battlefield and at the negotiating table. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says after Russian troops withdrew from the north and center of the country, battles are heating up in the southeast. And he says that's where Russian forces are building up for new powerful attacks. And he's asking Ukrainians to do what they can to motivate Ukraine's soldiers as they defend their country. The aunt of a child in St. Louis who was shot by his brother faces a criminal charge.
Asia Johnson faces a misdemeanor charge of endangering the welfare of a child after her 12-year-old nephew was shot and killed by his younger brother. According to a probable cause statement, three unattended children were playing in a bedroom where a loaded gun was on the bed. The children were familiar with the weapon, having played with it during previous visits. Police say a 10-year-old pointed the gun at his older brother and pulled the trigger, not knowing it was loaded. Authorities say Johnson admitted the gun belonged to her and said she's to blame for the child's death.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Amazon workers in Alabama appear to have rejected a union bid, but the National Labor Relations Board says it will hold a hearing to determine if any challenge ballots should be opened and counted. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal judge in Florida has struck down parts of the state's election law.
Federal Judge Mark Walker in Tallahassee struck down three provisions of Florida's new voting law. One limits the use of drop boxes to early voting hours. Another makes third-party registration groups warn voters their registration may not be turned in time to vote. And the other bans activity intended to influence voters around polling sites. Walker wrote that the right to vote was under siege, that race was a motivating factor in this law's passage, and that lawmakers cannot pass new rules regarding these provisions for 10 years without court approval. Walker, who was appointed by President Obama, also accused Republican lawmakers of engaging in a pattern of passing election laws meant to limit minority voting over the past two decades. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Governor Ron DeSantis has previously said he expects the law to be upheld on appeal. Novavax says it's asked the European Medicines Agency to extend the authorization of its COVID vaccine to teens amid a surge of cases. The company says it's basing its data from research in more than 2,200 teens aged 12 to 17 in the U.S., which found the vaccine to be about 80% effective. The EU regulator gave Novavax the okay for its two-dose vaccine for adults in December. Google unveils additional fact-checking tools. The label, called Highly Cited, will appear in search to alert users to articles frequently cited by other news organizations.
Reps say it will appear in the top stories box on anything from an investigative article to an interview, an announcement, a press release, or a local news story, as long as other publishers indicate its relevance by linking to it. And Google searches for breaking news will come with tips on how to verify the credibility of a source. Google also revealing this week it's investing $10 million to fight misinformation about the war in Ukraine.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.